All right, it's long been anticipated. The Godcast, Larry Johnson, has been doing weekends here for a quarter century. Wanted to come on here and talk about it. We had a religious debate. We also talked about his career a little bit, though. LJ wasn't into it. He wanted to get to God, so we got to God. We did it for about an hour. I really enjoyed it. I think you will, too. It is Larry Johnson on the first ever Godcast. Enough about me.
Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that.
All right, it's the heavily anticipated, as Mike Menansky, I have to give him credit, calls it the Godcast.
The Godcast.
Kirk Menahan. I feel like Craig Mustard right now, sitting on the same side of the table as Larry Johnson, my old friend, my friend of some years now, who doesn't email me anymore.
I dropped you an email a couple of weeks ago.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Are we going to argue about that?
I did.
The good news
swear
is...
Swear to God you did it. Swear to God.
Well, I don't do an oath to the Lord. I'm just telling you. You know me.
Yes, I
wouldn't lie about
that. What did you email me about?
Oh, something you did I enjoyed, and I mentioned it to you. I said, good job.
I feel like you don't like me as much as you used to. We used to like...
That's not true at all.
I think we had a better relationship.
No. I think you're terrific.
I saw you.
I really do. Now, I don't agree with some of the things that you say, but I understand it.
What do you mean?
Well, if you talk about masturbating at the kitchen table or...
I don't think I've ever...
The oatmeal story?
That's right.
Oh, gosh. In the back seat of your father's car?
But human beings do that.
No. I'm giving you credit.
Are you a man in your life who has masturbated?
I refuse to answer that. And the evidence that it might incriminate me.
Come on.
Listen, there are a lot of things that I do.
Sure.
But I don't publicize them.
Well, why not?
But I don't criticize you for that because I understand we live in a society that people who do that seem to move up the ladder quicker because people like that stuff.
Well, you're saying I'm like a shock jock. There's no substance.
No, I think there's substance, though. Right. See, the difference is I think there's substance with you.
Yeah.
Like, you mean what you say.
Most of the time.
You and Jerry are well-versed.
Right.
And that's fine. And I think you have obviously, since you came on the show, it catapulted, and you're doing quite well with it. So even people, it's like the Mike Tyson factor. Even though people might not like certain things,
right,
they have to listen because they don't want to miss anything.
Do you still enjoy doing your show? We'll get to the gut stuff.
Yes. Oh, no, I do.
But you,
I do.
You still like working with Craig?
Yeah, I like Saturdays.
Have you guys ever had the point? How long have you been working together for now?
23 years.
Have you ever had the point where you guys were at a stage where you weren't talking at all off the air?
We always talked, but in the beginning, man, we almost came to blows. I had to go to Glenn Ordway's wedding, and before it, Craig used to be very arrogant and condescending.
I hate people
and he
like
said
that.
Certain things, man, and I would tell you, I was ready to just
like
go
what?
Across the table. Stuff about race or education, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
He would just throw out. And I just felt like, hey, you know, I'm not your punching bag. You're not going to sit here and do that with me.
How often do you talk to him, like, during the week now?
We don't. Craig's not a phone person, believe it or not.
No texts, no emails, nothing?
I'll email him once in a while.
Yeah.
But it has grown. Remember that movie, The Defiant One, with Sidney Poitier and Tony Curtis? Yeah. We were chained together. And eventually, we really grew to a point where we really have a love for one another.
Yeah,
matter of fact, I was at his... 60th surprise birthday party.
Yes.
And they asked me to do a little comedy routine, which I did.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
What do you think of sports talk radio now versus, say, 10 or 15 years ago? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it?
I mean, you've been doing this forever. I like it a lot. I think, unlike you, I enjoy the callers a lot.
I know you do.
But you're
a much nicer guy than I am.
You ask the callers
how their moms do.
Well, some of them I know off the air.
I know you do.
Yeah, I took Frank out to lunch one day. I mean, that's, you know.
That means you're mentally unstable.
No, but it means, see, I like people.
What do you mean you like the callers? What does that mean?
It means
I like good callers.
I agree with you. And if you ever listen to our show, which you used to do before you became important.
Here we go. I listen to your show all the time.
But I think we have very good callers for the most part.
My problem with you, may I be allowed to, am I allowed to criticize?
Wait a minute. Is this something you even asked?
Does it matter?
It never stopped you before.
There seems to me to be sort of a weekly. Some of it I do like because I like the idea that it's sort of a family feel.
Yes.
But there is sort of it's 9:20. Here comes whoever. That's not true anymore, though.
Eh. For a while you could say that.
Is that a fair criticism at the time?
It was at the time. Yeah, we had them lined up.
Right.
But the Saturday show is a different. different type of show. Is you assess your show?
What time is it on this week? 3 to 5 in the afternoon?
9 to 11.
9 to 11, but as far as you know.
Yeah, and right. It usually goes from 9 to 12, but
right.
Sometimes they have other things that they're doing.
Yeah.
But I think what you do is you have to service your listeners. And I think what happens is people are working in the yard, they're doing chores, you're bringing your butler tea. Wow. So that when they're doing that, they like to listen. They like something to listen to. They like to listen to the events of the week.
Do you feel like the weekend listener is different than the weekday listener?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
I don't. Okay.
No, and the main reason for that is during the week, people have to go to work. So they have a short time agenda. You know the drive time. That's why you
sure.
get paid eight figures because yeah, you know, people right. are locked in their cars and they got the radio on, and that's yeah. when you sell the most ads
yeah.
time. Saturdays are different. People get up in the morning and
they still want to hear people argue, though.
Oh, they do.
Argue.
We
I
do.
I think that's different than a lot of Jerry and I argue. I don't think, honestly, I think you guys.
I like arguing.
I think you guys argue more than anybody else.
I do. I like arguing. I think I like the passion. Like Dr. Donald Barnhouse once said, when two people agree on everything, then one of them's not thinking.
True. It's a bore.
So, yeah. I don't know. We argue about that. We'll argue this week again about the Patriots defense.
How does a cartoonist wind up on the radio?
Believe it or not, Eddie Andelman had a symposium over at the Strand Theater in Dorchester, and John McGuire, the program director at the time, asked me to come, and I sat on the panel.
And this is when?
Many years ago.
80s?
Eddie kept 90s. Saying it was safe, come on over. I says,
right.
Eddie, if it was in Dover, you wouldn't be saying it's safe. But in any event, he called me up later. He says, hey, we want you to come in and do a radio thing.
With Eddie.
No, we did the first show.
I remember hearing you with Eddie. Am I wrong?
I used to come in with Eddie. Eddie was really good to me. I can say nothing wrong about Eddie.
These stories you hear about Eddie from people who worked with him, you don't experience them.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. There are a lot of people who say things about you.
They're accurate, though.
Well, the difference is, but you don't treat everybody the same. I think.
What do you mean by that?
I think that if somebody comes to you and they're respectful and they're honest and they're truthful,
mm-hmm.
and you can have a good time with them, then I think you have a different relationship.
Sure, we've
always
with them.
Got along great. I think you and I have a great relationship.
We've always
got along
great.
We used to come in Saturdays before you became important. I remember that.
Again, you keep saying this like I'm not. Like,
oh, come on, Kirk! You're one of the biggest names in the city.
I would say the biggest. But do you want me to come in every Saturday now just to hang out?
Yeah,
right,
not
sure.
Every. Not come once in once in a while. Come in once. No, just I
know.
I knew you had talent the first time you came in. No notes, no anything. And you just came in. We talked for a few minutes. The light came on, and you just started talking. And the lights lit up, man, and people just – you just converse with people. I said, that guy's good.
He's I don't think Craig good. Likes me as much as he used to.
Oh, no. Craig likes you a lot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I like you guys.
He does.
I don't want to lose
Craig's
you guys.
Craig's in your ilk. He's a non-believer.
He needs to return that Springsteen book I gave him.
I know that. I
ago,
hate – but though. You know what? Never give anybody something that you don't
that
expect to get
fault.
Back.
But I expect him to give it back to me.
I understand that. I have a Francona book I was going to let him borrow, but I'm not going to let him borrow it now. Yeah.
He hasn't read it yet?
I love that book. Yeah. No.
Why not?
No, I have a Parcells book I was going to let him borrow, but I want to get the book back.
It's important to have. I agree with that.
The Parcells book?
If you like a book, it's important. It feels different.
Yeah.
You want to have it. So you did some work.
Jerry recommended a tremendous book called Manhunter. It was about John Wilkes Booth.
Manhunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man, was that good.
That was a good
that
book.
They should
Swanson,
make a movie
think,
out of that. That was fantastic.
That was
by the way, just quickly,
thing,
you got to see the Mel Gibson movie.
I will see it.
You got to see it.
I have kids. I have a life.
Oh, stop whining.
I have family issues.
Is this, the new Minion? You're whining?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You saw it. You liked it.
I loved it. I didn't like it. I loved it.
But Jerry, everybody I talked to said the first hour slow, second hour great.
Because that's a good storytelling. What's the biggest knock on these movies nowadays is they don't spend enough time developing the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this kid's
see,
at home,
if
house
you're
on the prairie.
If you're going to feel anything for the characters, then you're going to get to know them a little bit.
How many big shows did you do?
I did a lot.
Thousands?
No, about 50.
That's it?
Yeah.
That was it?
I wasn't on all that much.
Really?
I feel like
you were on more.
Yeah. I love Glenn, though. I loved him. We still kept in touch. Even when he was off the air, I kept in touch with him.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
He's probably my closest friend of the station.
Really? Who else do you talk to?
Nobody. My dog.
That's it?
Yep.
I don't blame you for that. I don't want to talk to anybody
else. I'm a pawn in the game of life.
You think so?
That's what I am.
And I know. I hear you and Craig, you always say your show is the only show that's on wheels. Right? Are you frustrated with that? Does it piss you off?
You know what? If I were younger, it would.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I'm older now, so I don't care. I'm in the twilight of a mediocre career.
Oh, don't say that.
I am.
Hell of a good career.
On.
How long were you at the Globe for?
20 years.
You were there in the
then I was with the National. Man, can you imagine if they had the internet when they had the National? You'd be doing this podcast from a stop picking on me about iPod. I was thinking about my wife.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Well, here's the problem, though, Larry. If there was the internet, there wouldn't have been the National.
Why not?
Because all the stories you just have in front of you.
But no.
The beauty
the
of
reporters.
National for me. Oh, I know. But the beauty of National for me was I would read box scores and game scores from other cities and
They couldn't figure that out. They couldn't figure out how to distribute the box scores on time. A late game with the Lakers or something. They could have get it in.
Were you one of the first hires?
A couple of weeks in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent a portfolio down. Vince called me. Vince Doria, the editor. And I couldn't believe it. And here's the good part. I could do it from home. I didn't have to go down to New York.
Yeah. So what would you do? Just do it and what, fax it out or something?
Yeah, I used to fax it or FedEx.
Right.
Don't forget, man, they were spending money like...
And they only lasted about a year, right?
They were spending money like here. No, a couple of years. And I'll never forget, I was doing a lot of work for Frank DeFord, the big publisher, and he used to write a column. And I used to talk to his secretary all the time, so I called her and I said, what's going on? She said, we're folding. I said, you got to be kidding. She said, would I kid about something like that? And that was it. I had 1 year left on the contract.
Did you go back to the Globe after that?
No. The Globe wouldn't have me. They treated me like crap.
They
after
did?
That.
I don't remember. So what happened there?
I called up Joel Sullivan, whoever it was. I said, hey, can I do some stuff there? And I think people resent the fact that you leave, never evaluating. It's like Thornton. You have to evaluate your situation. And if something better comes along, what are you supposed to do? Sit there?
Well, did you leave ugly with the Globe?
I never leave ugly with anybody.
So then why do they have a problem with you the second?
I don't know. You have to get them in here and do a podcast.
You were there for 20. I tried to get Joe Sullivan on. He's not coming on with me.
I don't understand that.
Neither do I.
I'd have DuPont on. I'd have Haggerty on.
I've asked all
have
people, come
people on that you have a problem with and then fight it out.
Well, the problem is I have invited all these people to come on. They say no. DuPont, the guys I'll give credit to are guys like even like Hubbuck, Shaughnessy. These guys came on and fought. He came on and fought. You know,
This podcast is concerning me right now because you seem very civil.
Oh, it's early on.
You seem like a nice guy.
It's early on. We're only in Act One.
All right.
This is the Old Testament part of the podcast.
When are you going to put the gloves on? Yeah, I hear you and John completely paste and cutting out.
John who?
Jerry, cutting out the Old Testament. But that's another story we'll get to.
We'll need to get into that. But I want to get, before we get to this, a little bit about the Globe. Did you like working there? Did you like
I love the Globe.
There?
I was going to the Museum School of Fine Arts, and I had an opportunity to slide over there in 1969. And it was one of the best jobs I ever had. But again, it's the people that you're dealing with that make the job.
Right.
Well, if you love the people that you're dealing with, I had Vince, I had Ryan, I had Gammons, I had Montville. Will McDonough was one of my best friends.
Right.
I mean, you love the people, man. And you came in every day, and it wasn't even a job.
It's not a job. Did you really have to be in the office to do it?
Yeah, because we didn't have the technology
to do the
other stuff yet. Then I moved on to ESPN.
Yep,
I did the quickie
that.
Page for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then there was one other one in there. And then eventually came over here and did the stuff on the website as well as radio.
Do you still enjoy doing the drawing part of it?
Yeah.
Does it feel like a silly way to make a living, to live a life?
Well, no. The hard part is it's like if you're a newspaper columnist, you do a column once or about twice a week.
You know
how hard it is to do a column. I don't know why you and Jerry aren't doing a one a week now.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. But can you imagine if you had to do that 5 days a week?
No, I wouldn't do it.
So that's the part that's hard.
How long does it take you? What'd you do today?
The idea probably takes a couple of hours. The drawing part takes an hour or less.
Like you did the one with Patricia the other day, right?
Matt Patricia, yeah.
Which I don't understand why he had 49er stuff in his beard.
But because they were trying to fire dots at him.
Oh, I got you. Okay, know. See, now I understand it.
So I know. That's like explaining a joke, though. Either you get it
never
or you
works,
don't.
Right? Yeah. Never works. So how long is that process? So that takes
about
an hour to draw?
Once I get the idea, then it's like home free.
Yeah.
I also try to anticipate some things and do some things ahead because
you did one of me once.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like you. I don't know why you ever get that impression. I think you're great.
I know you. I'm just kidding.
You know, we don't agree on everything, but that's fine. That's normal.
No, but I do get a sense from you that you think that I've gotten sort of too big for my britches now that I've moved away from Saturdays.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that at all.
It's true, though.
Well, it might be. No, but let other people say it. I don't see you that way. I see you as interesting, provocative. I thought the interview you had with Lombardi the other day was hysterical.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're never having him on again, unfortunately.
Hysterical. Yeah, but see, you need that,
though. I agree.
That's right. When you ask me the difference in radio nowadays, that's the difference.
What is?
You never had that 20 years ago. Everybody was friends and all the time, and nobody ever confronted anybody. I wish you could have Belichick on. I mean, really.
Yeah, but how? But he's not going to answer anything. But I agree.
It doesn't matter, because you would at least put his feet to the fire.
I guess. But some of those guys are different, though. Like a guy like Belichick, I think after a couple minutes, they just say, you know, I'm going to answer any more questions.
The only way you can get Belichick on is if you're talking about Lombardi or Nick Petrosani or some of the players 30, 40 years
Mark
ago.
Mark Bavaro. He loves talking about stuff like that.
He'll go forever on stuff like that. But the minute you ask him, what the heck is happening with your defensive line? I don't understand that.
Do you listen to both stations?
By the way, get ready for Pork Chop. No, I don't listen. I don't really like the other station.
You don't? Listen at all?
I listen to Felger and Maz a little bit.
Yeah.
No, it's not that I don't like anybody. It's like, you know, some
loyalty?
People like different types of food.
It's not because you're on the station here.
No, I wouldn't do that. No. But I listen a lot. I listen to the station a lot.
And you like
sports. Plus, you want to listen because, again, I'm doing ideas every day.
Sure.
So I'm trying to pick up an idea or two. If somebody says something, it'll ring a bell.
Yeah.
By the way, get ready for pot roast. If Belichick's smart, he'll be on the phone to him.
Oh, that's true, too.
To bring him back in.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Remember, he was one of the last fatties
that's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to it, because this is why you're here, I guess. You were not happy.
I don't know. Why am I here?
You weren't happy with my rant a couple of weeks ago. I think, though, you were more critical of Jerry, because, Jerry, you said I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
You can.
No one questions it. I think you're more critical of Jerry for not fighting me.
My only point with you is very simple. You are allowed to say whatever you feel like saying.
Right.
And I don't mind that.
Okay.
It bothers me from time to time, though, that there's really nobody there to question or challenge about anything you might say.
Specifically about religion.
Yeah, that.
I don't believe in God, and I think you do. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, of course
you're
I do.
You're a believer.
Of course
okay,
I do.
I'm being sarcastic, Larry.
No, I know. You don't know.
You're a man of the cloth.
Okay, was that it? Was that your fastball?
All right. I'm just warming up.
No, was that up by the chin?
I'm for 4 hours.
I don't know how you do it, man. I'd be out of here. I'd be out of here by now.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, but so I believe in God. I'd rather.
Whoa! Hey, hallelujah! Well, that didn't take long.
I'm not a believer. You are, but here's my question.
Yes.
I am in no way offended that you believe in God. Why are people who believe in God? So when I go on these rants, we get calls like you wouldn't believe. The MJ at the front desk says she gets a million calls. Curtis says he gets a million calls. I get emails, tweets. If you believe in God, great. Go with God, as I would say. I'm not offended. I don't care. On the other side, why do they care so much?
Let me bring comfort to you.
Is that a fair question?
Yes, it is.
I'm not even saying you individually.
No.
But I mean, overall.
I'm not a soccer fan, which means.
Nor am I.
Part of the problem with soccer fans is if you don't like soccer, then they go into a rage about it.
Right.
If you choose not to believe in God or Christianity, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I really am.
Then why are we here?
I'm comfortable. Because I feel that the other side should be presented once in a while. That's all.
Okay.
So if you come out and you say, I hate God and I hate this and I
hate
that about
God. No, I don't say I hate God.
Don't even believe in him, so you can't believe it. Hate something
God.
You don't even believe in.
Correct.
So I just think once in a while that the other side needs to make a presentation or at least to explain. Peter once said, you know Peter, one of the disciples.
Yeah, the guy
Hermits. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Always be willing to give an answer for the hope that lies within you.
Sure, that's Corinthians 2:16.
Yeah, no, 2 Peter 3:15.
Exactly.
All right, good. Right. Your job, though.
See?
You're coming along. Did you stay up studying last night?
I went to church. I was confirmed.
Really?
Yes, Catholic. Lapsed Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't believe in any of that stuff.
What do you mean?
Confirming and this and that and everything. Christianity, it's not a religion. The Latin word for religion is the same word used for ligament. It means to be attached to something. So somebody can say, well, you're very religious. Well, you can be religious about work. You can be religious about horse racing. Christianity is about a relationship between a person and the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have one. That's fantastic.
Yes, I do.
I'm envious of it.
I wish you had one.
But I can't.
Ask me questions.
About what?
Anything.
What do you mean?
I heard you once say, you said you would be the happiest man in the world if you had that.
No,
but
the
you
question
don't
was,
have,
Jerry
don't
always
have...
asks us, what are you jealous of in the world?
Okay.
Jerry wishes that you could sleep on an airplane, which I wish I could do as well.
That's
and I always say,
high standards you guys have.
But I am envious of a person who fully and completely believe. So I don't believe that everybody believes 100%. Like, I think even you have a shred of doubt in your brain.
I don't.
You must.
I don't.
When that moment comes,
yep.
When you're sitting there,
take
surrounded
me up.
By everybody,
take
there's going to be
Lord.
A little of you, Larry.
No, there's not.
Absolutely
no,
is.
There's
where
not.
You're going to say,
no.
What if?
I have researched.
I think Mother Teresa believed that.
I have researched, I have studied, and I believe that.
I know you believe it, but believing and believing 1,000%.
No, I believe.
That's almost cultish to believe completely.
No, I think what it is if you've investigated, if you've followed along, and you pretty much had all the questions answered that you had, then there's nothing left but to believe.
But my point is, believing is one thing.
Yep.
Believing wholly and fully is something I don't advocate for.
Well,
anything.
What else is there?
Well, a doubt. I believe in the capacity of doubt for everything.
Okay, well...
You know what I mean? I mean, you have to have some. It's human nature.
I agree with you, and some people say, well, there are no apps. There are no absolutes. See, I think Jesus Christ is an absolute.
Okay, I mean...
It's an absolute for me.
Absolute what? That he walked the earth?
Absolute truth. Do you believe he walked the earth?
Do I believe there's a man named Jesus Christ who walked the earth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I think he turned water into wine?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he walked on water?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he came back after he died? I do not.
Do you, in the Jewish religion, back during that time period, there was a historian named Flavius Josephus.
Okay.
He was Jewish.
Right.
But he was a historian, and he wrote about Jesus.
Yes.
There was also a Roman historian named Tacitus, who obviously did not accept Jesus Christ and what he stood for, but he did write about him. And he wrote about Rome burning, and he wrote about references to Jesus Christ because Christians, Nero blamed the burning of Rome on Christians. So then they put torture stakes in there and burnt people half to death.
Okay.
Not to half to death, to death.
To death. Okay.
So, well, what I'm saying
is... you could record Jesus as existing. I will go along with that.
Okay.
But performing miracles, that's a different act.
Well, but see, then you go back to our Creator.
Why hasn't he come back?
He will come back.
Well, why hasn't he? What's he waiting for?
Well, he's trying to save souls like yours.
Trump's president now. What the hell is he waiting for?
He's trying to save souls like yours.
Well, what's he doing? What's he doing today?
I just told you. He's trying to save
doing
souls
what?
Like yours. What he's doing in heaven, I have no idea.
Well, where's heaven?
Heaven is a spiritual realm we're not aware of. See, we live in a physical world. Heaven is a spiritual world.
Where is it? Above?
We don't know. I believe it's above.
What happens to you when you die?
No, Jesus ascended to heaven.
I've heard
okay?
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
I wish I did. I'm telling you.
Okay. But ask me questions about him.
I'm asking you. So,
okay,
so when you die, and I hope it's, how old are you now?
35.
Oh. All right. So I hope you live a very long and healthy life because you know how much I like you.
Thank you very much.
So let's say 30 years from now. Would you sign for that? Another 30 years?
I don't know if I want 30.
20?
About 20, yeah. About
you want to be one of these guys who lives like 100?
No, I don't want to eat steak with a straw. No, I do not.
So let's say you're 82. You've lived a good, healthy life.
Okay.
You die. It's
yes.
Good, in your sleep, you know, best
yes.
case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
What happens is our bodies have a soul. A soul.
Not sure mine does.
It does.
Okay.
It
yours
does.
Might. Mine might not.
No, it does.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not.
Where's the soul located?
It is in your body. See, here's the difference is we're talking carnal and we're talking spiritual. Spiritual realm is a conversation of things that we're not fully aware of. We know it's
this
there.
This is where it gets tricky for me, Larry.
Well, okay, but I'm telling you, you have a soul. The soul is the seat of your personality. It's the essence of who you really are.
Okay.
Your body is like a house.
Okay.
When everybody leaves the house, there's nobody in the house.
Uh-huh.
And when family members and you come home, then the house comes alive.
Okay, so you die.
Yes.
And your soul does what?
My body goes in the ground.
Right.
Do
you want to be buried?
I think I'm leaning toward cremated because it's cheaper.
And I don't like...
These funerals, man, cost you a... I just buried my mother-in-law and it costs you an arm and a leg.
I don't like the body.
So,
I don't know. The cremation idea.
So let's say... body goes in the ground.
So Larry Johnson is in the ground.
Yes.
Kicked the dirt on you.
Yes.
Everyone said nice things.
Well, not everybody.
But
that's okay.
I'll go.
I don't care.
I'll show up.
But when I actually have the funeral itself,
okay,
with the minute I die...
Mm-hmm.
My body goes in the ground and my soul returns to my creator.
How do you know that?
Because it says it in the Bible.
Okay. What else? So it says
what
it in
else
the book.
Do I need?
A lot of things that are said in books.
No. This is a very special book. It was edited by God.
God himself edited it?
Yes.
It's like the Players' Tribune?
He used,
like 40, David Ortiz?
He used 40 different writers over a period of 1,600 years,
uh-huh.
and he included history.
Okay.
He included science.
Okay.
He included archaeology. See—
So then what happens with
you? Jerry read all these books and everything, but you never take time to look at a book that's about you.
The Bible?
Yes.
It's not a great read.
Well, because you don't start at Genesis.
You don't?
Because once you get past the fifth begotten man, you're checking out.
It's always been work for me.
No,
I've tried.
You should start with John.
Okay.
The Gospel of John.
Right.
I'm serious.
Okay, okay.
All right. Stop it, John. Give
okay.
it a try.
And so does your soul just stays
okay.
up there?
Okay. No, you asked me a question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Your soul goes immediately.
So you believe it goes up?
Yes.
Okay.
In the presence of the Lord.
And you think there's a fiery place below? It's like really
Jesus
hot.
Calls it hell. Okay. He said it's like you know, torment and
because I like warm
flesh.
Weather.
But I don't think it's yeah. Bring suntan. When I tell Craig that all the time. But I don't believe the physical hell has that. I think it's comparative language in terms of what it feels like. And the actual definition of hell is to totally depart from God.
Really?
God's no longer in your existence.
I thought it was to co-host a show with Mike Salk.
No, seriously, though, because right now, whether you like it or not, God's with you.
You're saying he's in this room right now?
Yes, he is.
Doing what?
Whatever he wants.
Listen to this.
Well, I know that's kind of painful, but.
You don't want to put him through that.
No, but whatever he wants. He is.
You sure
it's
a man?
He's a spiritual being.
You sure it's a guy?
He identifies himself as father.
He identifies male.
As father.
Okay.
Okay?
To who?
He's a spirit in his writings, in the writings that we got from the Bible.
Why hasn't he written anything lately? It's been a couple of thousand years.
Everything that you need to know is contained in the Bible. Do you believe in... How did we get here?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer for that, but I'll ask you this.
You gotta have an answer.
How did God get here?
He didn't.
What do you mean?
He always existed.
Always?
Yes.
Since when?
See, that's hard for us to comprehend, and I
well,
see you.
Who created
I
God?
See, nobody.
Well, so he just showed up one day?
No, he just always existed. Well, see, that's what's hard for us.
That's not a great answer
it's a great answer.
But Larry, if you're looking for proof,
yes.
You've got to admit that's not, if you're meaning tangible, concrete proof, that's not a great answer.
I got proof for you.
He's just here.
I got proof for you.
Go ahead,
over the past 3 years, you've glimpsed out of the studio window, and you saw contractors, you saw blueprints, you
I
saw
did.
Steel beams
yeah.
and everything, and eventually you saw the erection of the Bruins Training Center and the new Balance building.
That's a proof of God?
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Go ahead.
How did it get here?
Well, people built it.
Well,
why
wouldn't they just throw a bunch of metal and stuff up in the air and it just came together?
Well, because you have to physically put these things together to make it work.
Why?
Because it has to be built so people could go in and buy
it. So in other words, there has to be like a designer, an engineer, somebody to put it together.
You're saying the master designer is God.
Let me ask you a question. Name one thing on you that wasn't designed.
You mean articles of clothing?
Anything.
You know, I don't know.
Nothing. Everything had to be designed. Look around the room. Was this room designed, or somebody
not
just threw
well.
A bunch of stuff? Well, it might
God
not be. but really, though. So... Where does the design?
Does a person have a brain?
Where did your intelligence come from?
I'm not sure I have any, but it came from learning and reading from and my parents.
But how did you get the capacity to do that?
Well, you're going to say God, right?
Well, you tell me. Where there's a design, there has to be a designer.
Okay, but
where there's a painting, there has to be an artist.
Okay.
Okay. The reason your columns have not been on WEEI for a while is because you haven't written any.
Well, thank God for that.
You see, but the point is, if you don't write it,
right,
then it doesn't appear.
Where was God when Martin Richard died?
God, again, we live in a creation that's sinful. And because it's sinful, there are a lot of things that go on in this world. They're not of God's will.
When somebody builds a construction, God's hands-on. When Martin Richard dies, God's hands-off.
I didn't say God's hands are on there. But what I said is, see, we want God to be a butler. We want God to be there and to do things that we want him to do. But then when we do things that we don't want God to want in our business, then we tell him, mind your own business. It doesn't work that way. When you have a creation and you have sin in the world, mm-hmm. then you have imperfect living in the world because of sin. Sin is falling short the will of God. So because of that, yeah, there are times when tragedies happen that God had nothing to do with.
It seems like you want to give God all the credit, none of the blame.
Where's the blame? If he gave us – see, he gave you free will. He gave you free will to come on the radio and say you
sure.
don't believe in him.
Right. Yes.
Right. Now, why does he do that?
Well, if he exists, I don't know. But
why does he do that?
Well, why do you allow the Holocaust to happen? Why do you allow Sandy Hook to happen?
And I'm answering you.
I don't know.
I'm answering you by saying because when you have free will in the world, that man has a free will to do some of the despicable things that he's done.
You're telling me I haven't written a column at WEI.com for a year because of God, right?
No.
No, there's nothing to do with
that. What I meant was if you don't do it, then it's not written. Is that true?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay. So if there's no God, how did everything get here?
That's a great question. I've struggled with. That's an answer I don't know.
And please don't tell me climbing, swimming out of a swamp somewhere.
No,
that's the,
I know.
It's
I
the most
I know,
asinine
I know.
Answer
but
I've ever heard.
I think Stephen Hawking has some interesting thoughts on it, which I've read.
Well,
I think science obviously is a factor. You can see that.
No, science hasn't caught up with the Bible yet.
But when I say, you know, who created God, and you say he's always been there, well,
he
that's
has.
Not a great answer
no,
either,
no,
Larry.
No, it's not a great answer because we do not have the mental capacity to accept
so
that.
How long did God sit around before he created the world?
I have no idea.
What was he doing?
I have no idea. You're asking questions that I have not. I don't know about.
You said you researched.
I don't know. I have, but I don't. That
so,
you know what?
What did God do?
Deuteronomy 29:29 says.
I know that one.
Do you?
Yes.
The secret things belong to God. In other words, none of your business because you.
Well,
are,
that's convenient.
No, wait a minute.
Larry,
because you are not capable. I mean, you, me too. We're not capable of understanding some of the ways of God.
So. Again, I'll ask, what did God do before he created the world?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Just sat around?
No, I don't know what he did.
So why did one day decide to do it?
But see, your concerns shouldn't be what God did before we got here. Your concern should be, what about now? What about 2016, Kirk Manan? What about you?
What about
your life? What are you doing with your life? It's not fine. And you said it's not fine. It's not fine.
I'm making a nice living.
I work hard.
Look,
can I tell
I'm
you
a good
something?
Father to my kids.
Can I tell you something, brother? You'll never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul.
That's probably true.
So as much money as you have.
I think of my children and their children.
And as much money as you will get. At some point, aren't you at all curious about if there's a creator?
Of course there
what
is.
Does
Why
he,
are you here?
What does he desire of me?
No, I don't think he really desires anything of me.
I don't.
Really?
What if I told you he loves you?
Be hard to believe.
Right. He sent his son into the world to die, be tortured for hours,
right.
And then die on a cross to pay for our sins.
Why?
You included.
What's the point
Because
of that?
He loves us.
But why?
But why? Because with it, I'll explain it to
you. What's the payoff?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because there's sin in the world, somebody has to pay for it.
So why
God is a holy God.
What year was that?
What year? 133.
133. So 2,000 years ago, give or take.
A little over 2,000 years ago.
So there's been a lot of terrible sin in the world in the 2,000 years since.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Why don't you bring Jesus back for a second act?
He doesn't have to do what he did on that cross. Will pay for eternity for those who accept him.
It pays for like Hitler?
If he had the
so
the
Hitler
sense
at his last moment, you know when Hitler was in the bunker
yes.
before. So if Hitler had said, "I'm giving myself to God,"
yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, it's not that whether
you
question,
forgive Hitler. For
see,
what
it's
he did?
Not a question of me being okay with it.
No, but I'm asking you as a Christian.
I would feel uncomfortable with it, but I'm not God.
Well, I know that, but I'm
no,
saying,
I'm saying though that
but God's okay with it.
Yeah. Do you know Jeffrey Dahmer accepted Christ before he died?
Yeah, but so what? To me, it's too late.
You lose
your right at some point.
No, but you don't. But see, he's the
don't
arbiter.
You think some guys, but don't you think some guys? I'm not saying I don't. Know.
No, I know what you mean. Look at ISIS.
But don't you think some guys use religion as a crutch?
They do.
Right. Doesn't
they
that
do
offend
because
you?
They're
it
not saying.
I'd be more offended by that if I'm a Christian than by me saying I don't.
It
believe
is
in God.
If they falsely represent what Christianity is.
And you
is.
See that with musicians and actors.
But, okay, but see, the truth is Christianity is simply a relationship between a sinful person and a loving God
right.
who sent his son to die on the cross to pay for his sins.
Do you understand how that
Jesus,
sounds?
Jesus loves you.
That might sound a little cultish to some people.
But fine, though.
Do you think it's a cult in a way?
No, no.
You don't?
No, no.
Because you're blindly believing.
No, a cult. Well, no, I'm not blind. I told you I've mentioned some names to you. Yeah,
But some people sort of blindly believe without questioning. I think it's healthy and natural to question if there's a God.
Oh, I don't mind questioning.
I mean, you never have
but
moments
I think
of
you
doubt
should,
ever?
No.
Never in your life?
No, I really don't.
How
I had,
have you been
religious? I had forced
were you raised, were you
no,
raised religion?
Yeah, but then I fell off.
Okay, then what made
and,
you come back?
For a long time, my mother kept nagging me to go back to church.
Okay.
So I went one Sunday.
Yeah.
Heard the message, and something just said to me, that makes all the sense in the world.
And you still preach
And
now.
I gave my life to the Lord.
Fully and completely?
Fully, and I'm all sold out, baby.
Do you preach all the time?
Not all the time, but once a month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you enjoy doing it?
What you do is you read the scripture and you interpret it in such a way and you ask God to help you. So when you speak before people, it doesn't mean they're going to clearly agree with you, but they clearly understand what you're saying.
Do you think God is speaking to you?
Yes.
You do?
But not audibly like you and I are speaking now.
No, have you heard him in your
head? I put it this way. When you read a particular scripture, I think God directs you to understand what took place during that story.
God seems to me to be far too busy to be directing you.
Why
is something
he? But he's not.
Reading.
He's not
a lot
busy.
Of things going on in the
he's
world.
Not, no, but see, he's not overwhelmed by anything.
Are you offended when like an actor thanks God at the Oscars? Or no,
I'm not offended by it. I wish they would. If they're going to thank God, thank Jesus, because Jesus sets the tone for what's really happening. When you say God, like 30 years ago, everybody knew who you meant. Now, when you say
that?
God could be anybody nowadays. People just put God on everything. Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Right.
So when you say, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, whether people like it or not, they know specifically what you are referring to.
Do you think it was fair for God to have Jesus being the only child? Because that's not fair. Should he have given him a brother or sister?
He had brothers and sisters.
Who?
Jesus.
Full brothers?
Half brothers, obviously. Jesus had a different father.
Did Mary and Joseph settle down and have more kids?
Yes.
How many more?
About four.
That's a lot of pressure on the next kid.
No, they thought Jesus was a lunatic.
Mary and Joseph did.
Not Mary. No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Mary didn't, because an angel visited her and told her what was going to happen.
Of course. Why are these angels visiting nobody else?
Joseph was going to, well, you know what? If you have the something miraculous coming into your life and you need that evidence, then the Lord would bring it to you.
Well, why does it happen anywhere else?
What do you mean? Why does it happen? How many times
has
Jesus? No, that's not true.
Who else?
He visited Samson's parents.
Why does it happen more recently?
Well,
like in the last 2,000 years.
Because every
why it happened like 1947.
You know what you're looking for? You're looking for proof.
And yes, that's what I want.
I'm telling you to go home and read John. Forget about this. No, you're not too busy.
I got to reread the Springsteen book again.
God forbid. Okay, what has Bruce Springsteen ever done for you except entertain you?
It gives me a lot of pleasure and joy. And by the way,
entertain you.
But I'll say this: Bruce Springsteen for me is a guy. For me, is a close thing I have to religion. It's somebody I can listen to and believe in, and he's helped me deal with my father when I was a teenage kid, and now as a dad, when I listen to his music sometimes, it helps me as a father.
And that's fine. That's comforting, and I like
that.
But has he ever died for you?
No, he's still alive, thank God.
Okay,
Jesus, I would die for him, maybe.
Okay, Jesus Christ died for you.
Did he, though?
What do you mean,
for
did he?
Me in the hand?
Read the history.
I read
the See, the problem with you guys is
I
you want to go off on this stuff. You did not.
I saw The Passion of the Christ like three times.
Oh, stop it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Do you know Caziel, when they were doing that part about him getting scourged with a whip?
Yeah.
That they had him all padded up. And when they were doing the scene, one of the lashes that had metal attached to it in real life got through the spacing and hit him on the back. The pain, he said, was so excruciating, he had to drop out the movie for about 4 months.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus wouldn't have done that.
He took the scourging.
He did.
I'm trying to be serious
so
with you.
So am I.
I'm telling you, when you walk out of here, and you listen.
Now you get mad at me.
No, I'm not mad. I don't get mad.
I do. I don't.
When you walk out of here and you put your little jacket on with your little mittens, across the street, and you get in your car.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, that car had a designer.
I agree.
It has a steering wheel.
Yeah,
it has a radio.
Yeah,
you had your pedals on the floor.
Right.
Everything was combined, was designed in that car.
Yes.
For your convenience.
I think so.
You were designed.
Well, maybe, yeah.
What do you mean, maybe? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Are you going to give me the birds and the bees? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I can't explain all that to you. We don't have enough time for the birds and the bees.
But how
were you designed?
Larry, it's a great question. That's the ultimate thing that I struggle with.
I mean, why don't you have an ear in the middle of your forehead?
Well, I think there's some of that is human nature and science.
But where did it come from, though?
Well, it came from my parents.
Do
you think it all started? Do you think we're all related to Adam and Eve?
Yes, I do.
Random people?
Yes, I do.
So you and I are related.
Brother!
We're related.
Yeah,
we're related.
Brother from a different mother.
Right.
No, but let me. What about your heart? You know how complicated the heart is.
Yes, I sure do.
That just came out of nowhere?
No, it was designed. It was created.
By who?
That's a great question.
Well, I'm asking you.
I don't know.
By who? Well, think about it.
But here's the difference, though, between us, Larry. I don't know. I have doubts.
But why don't you?
100%.
But why don't you look into it instead of just saying you don't believe in
you
God?
You believe 100%.
Why don't you look?
No, because it doesn't make sense. To me.
What doesn't make sense?
You're dead.
I just gave you a thing about the car. That the car was designed.
But can you dispute that? Leap from that, from a car to God being.
Can you dispute what I told?
I will dispute that someone. Can you dispute what? I'm clicking a mouse right now.
Right.
You see,
where'd that come from?
It was designed by something.
By somebody.
By somebody.
By somebody.
Somebody with a thinking process.
Correct.
Correct? Microsoft put this together.
Okay, right.
Right.
So it wasn't thrown together by accident.
No, No, like you said, there, I
okay.
have, most people.
So
have
why fun. Do you think that mouse was designed and put together, but you weren't?
I don't. I'm not saying I wasn't.
Well, I'm asking you though.
I'm not saying I wasn't.
Well, think about
it. Was.
Do you know? Put your hand out for a minute. Do you know nobody else in the universe has your fingerprints?
Yeah, I know that.
Well, where's that? Why?
I wish somebody else did occasionally.
Why?
So I could do some stuff.
Have you been in the police lineup lately?
No, I think I'd get picked up pretty quick.
No, but see, where's a creator,
right?
There's a creation, and he gave us a book. Whether you and Jerry want to believe in it or not, the Old Testament it's, and the, Jesus
you believe everything in the Old Testament.
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you comfortable with the way God feels about homosexuality and women?
You know how God feels about homosexuality?
Slavery?
You know how much God feels? Oh, that's cultural. You know, that's like, you talk about slavery and
so
things.
Why hasn't God updated it?
He has.
He's updated the Bible?
There's no slavery.
Why isn't there a new Bible updated?
Who do you see? Do you see people walking around with slaves?
No, I do. Well, there are parts of the world where there are.
Well, but again, but that has to be those
again,
people.
God's sitting that one out.
Those people. Again, you want God to do what you want
where
him to
God
do.
Where was God for
Nelson
Mandela?
Wait a minute. You want God to do what you want him to do.
No, I want
would
God.
You like him to strike you dead in the studio the next time you say something about him?
Next time I might
come by, maybe. No, you don't. No. See, God allows you to be Kirk Minahan.
Okay, but again.
No, does he or doesn't he?
Oh, sure. If there's a God, I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he
doesn't. You don't get struck down dead because you say something about him?
Well, maybe when I wake up and maybe if there's a God and I wake up in the morning and I have a headache, it's God saying, you know, screw you.
No. Well, God doesn't work
well,
that way.
How do you know that?
Because I just told
he's
you.
He's not vengeful at all.
I just told
not
you
because
he left.
Because I have a different fingerprint than
no,
anybody else.
Oh, God is vengeful.
Right?
God says, I am the Lord thy God. The vengeance is mine. So God will, from time to time, allow people to fall into situations that they might find him.
That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Which one?
I am the Lord our God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. See, I know my stuff.
But I never said you didn't. But the point that you're not getting is you're not getting the love of God for you.
Why do people, you know, people...
Why don't you get that God loves
you? People sexually molest, you know, infants.
Yes.
And God...
And that's wrong.
And God is in the room for that. He's in the room for this.
He's in the room for everything.
He's in the room for that.
Right.
So,
but you want him to intervene on that?
Yes, if there is a God, don't you?
But you don't want him to control you at all?
No, I'm not doing that.
I didn't ask. Yes. You're comparing different things.
Those are big differences.
They are big differences, but a sin is a sin.
But you're agreeing that God was in that room with Jerry Sandusky.
Yes.
Okay, you're okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with
that.
No, I'm not okay with that. But I think that God is a supreme being. And that he has allowed us to have free will, that people do some of the most despicable things that you can imagine.
And some people
they
get
will,
away with it, by the way.
Well, for now.
That's not good enough.
Well, it is good. You don't know the end of the story either, see?
Well, you're saying they get eternal damnation.
Yes.
Where they go where it's really hot.
Yeah, well, I don't know about...
And they go
There's no guy with a pitchfork because he's going to be down there being tormented as well.
Okay. Which way is... What's the dividing line for heaven and hell? Where am I going?
If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ...
I'm not going to,
don't tell me you're not.
Well, I don't think I am.
Say right now.
If I died right now of a brain aneurysm, I have not yet accepted God. Am I going to hell?
Who's going to pay for your sins?
I don't know. Who, my kids?
No. Nobody can pay for your sins. But
so I'm going to hell then?
You say so.
Don't you feel bad about that?
Why do you think I'm here?
I mean, nice to see you again.
No, but why do you think I'm here?
You think because you're going to turn me around?
No, I'm not trying to convert you. I'm giving you questions that even though you can laugh and joke.
I'm not laughing and joking.
I know you're not. We can have fun in the podcast, but the reality is when you get in the car on the way home, you're going to think about some of these things. You who are the man who knows and can answer everything.
No.
Certain questions that you can't answer.
Well, I will tell you.
And you should feel uncomfortable about that.
Why? I like that. I like doubting.
You don't like not knowing how you got here.
I get excited.
I
like not knowing things and trying to figure them out. I enjoy the chase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to chase after this?
Well, the other guy who came out with me to talk about this was Schilling. Schilling was trying to talk me into it as well.
See, I'm not trying to talk you into it. That's the difference.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Making me think. And as we talked about before,
did he make
the podcast,
you think?
In his own Schilling way, in a gun, which was...
that usually works until you walk out the room.
But we talked before the podcast started. You know, and the listeners to my show know both my parents are very sick. And, you know, and they're religious people. And I do worry about that. And I do wonder. So when stuff like that happens, you start thinking, of course you do. Sure.
If you need me to come by and pray for them, you let me know.
I will. I absolutely will.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
And plenty of people have, and a lot of people have offered.
Now, that doesn't alter their situation if they're... I had cancer. I had stage 4 cancer, right. And I also had a sugar count that went up to 1334.
Yes.
So I know about getting sick.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Which cancer did you have?
Stage 4 colon cancer.
Colon cancer,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And how long ago was that?
About 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Are you good right now?
Yeah, very good.
How often do you get checked for that?
Once a year.
Once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Last time you were checked was recently?
About 5 months ago.
Yeah. Are you scared? Does it scare you still or no? Were you scared to die? Or were you excited to see God?
Oh, no. No, I don't think anybody wants to die.
Well,
I
mean, I'm not
willing to die. How would I be able to come up here and see you?
I want to see this guy. I want to see what this is all about.
No, when that time comes, he'll be his time, not mine.
Yeah.
So I don't look. There's some fanatics out there who try and design it that way. No, I live my life. I have a family. I do the best I can. And when the time comes and he wants to call me home, I'll go home.
What are you looking most forward to in like the afterlife?
Seeing him.
Yeah?
Just,
you think he's
going to
have time for you? A lot of people die every day.
See, your logic.
Do you get an audience?
Your logic is built on human logic.
Well, I mean, what's so
shit? It's anthropomorphic language that we use to describe.
Is there a clock in heaven?
No.
There's no date.
There's no date. There's no time. There's no pain. There's no tears. Everything is climate control.
That doesn't sound that great to me. I like being upset once in a while.
But that's taken away. You don't need that anymore. That's like a crutch for you.
No, it's not. But don't
yes,
you,
it
like,
is. You
don't
like
you like the full range of human emotion?
Not really.
Aren't you a crier ever?
I cry once in a while. I don't like
it. When was the last time you cried?
In a movie.
What movie was that?
Probably Shasha.
Watch on TV or something?
No. What's the movie I'm trying to get you to
Shawshank
see?
Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah.
You cried during that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I got to see it.
I cry a lot at movies.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice catharsis, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. So you don't do that in heaven, though.
There's no need for catharsis. You cry in a particular movie because they're emphasizing a point that you feel terrible about or sorrowful about.
Are you still a body in heaven?
We
can
will.
I go running?
Yeah,
I like
we
to
will.
Run.
No,
I'm serious. That's why I like to do it.
Why would you run when you can fly?
But I like to mix it up.
Well, but you can mix it up.
How do you know you can fly?
Because we're going to be getting have supernatural bodies.
How do you know that?
Because the Bible says so. See, I know that, but
how
you
do you know, though?
I just told you. Okay, listen, you know what? You die and come back from the dead, and then I'll listen to you.
Do
you believe Jesus came back from the dead?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't believe people come back from the dead. I think when you die, you're dead.
Okay, what happened to the body?
He was buried.
He's put in a tomb.
Right.
Roman soldiers came and guarded the tomb for just that reason.
Couple
they
of
did,
days, right?
Yes, they did.
Right.
And what happened? On the third day, he rose from the dead.
He rose again.
Yeah, and the grave was empty.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, that's what history has proven.
Well, okay,
the Romans. Let me ask you a question. They produced the body of Jesus. Bam, boom, there goes Christianity out the door. Nothing.
Right.
Well, they couldn't find the body. Where'd the body go?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You can give me a lot of I don't knows. I've heard more I don't knows in this podcast than I've heard on your show in the past 10 years.
When I asked you what God was doing before you came to Earth, I got I don't knows.
That's a fair question.
Who are God's parents?
He doesn't have any parents. He doesn't need any parents. He doesn't have any. He doesn't need them.
He's just a guy.
Why do you keep?
When did he show up one day? Why he showed up?
Why do you keep equating us to God?
Well, because I don't know if there is a
God,
where was he before?
Where his creation?
Where was he born? How was
he wasn't born.
He just showed up.
He's always been. We're the creation. We're not the creator. So you can't compare you can't take the logical things of this life and try and put them on God.
But why not?
Because he's not like us.
but he had to have started somewhere.
Why?
Because he's a thing.
He's a person. He has a will.
So he's a human being.
He has love. He's not a human being. He is a being.
He's a person.
He's a supernatural being.
What does he look like?
We don't know. He doesn't have a body.
Okay, have you drawn him before?
By the way, you and Jerry talking about a guy up in heaven with a beard and a robe and everything. That's not God. That's like the guy who appears.
That's the drawings I saw growing up.
We all did.
Right.
That's the guy who appears at your house December 25th.
Correct.
But that's not God. God doesn't need a body. He doesn't have a body.
But he's a person.
Yes.
With no body.
With no body.
Okay.
Thank God
spirit.
For that. Because, see, if he had a body, then he couldn't leave with me and you at the same time.
He couldn't what?
Leave. When we leave
where?
When we leave the studio.
Right.
He couldn't leave with me and you at the same time.
So if you take a left and I take a right, he's taking a left and a right.
He's with both of us.
I mean, that seems to be an awful lot of work.
Why is it work to him?
He's with everybody.
You ever play Monopoly? You can look at the whole.
I know
it takes forever.
It's boring too.
Yeah, you can look at the whole board.
Right.
So if creation is like a board, He has access to the whole board.
These kids in Ethiopia are starving.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? And we grow enough food and produce enough food that we could feed them if we didn't have crooked farmers.
Why doesn't he get that
because
going?
Because you keep saying that, but why does God allow you to do that?
You keep saying, I don't know. You don't have a good answer.
No, I didn't say, I don't know. I gave you an answer.
Saying,
you,
I don't know.
No, you don't like the answer. I said, why does God allow you to do the things that you do? Exactly. You think God is pleased
if there's a God?
You think God is pleased with everything you do?
I think God's pleased with anything. If there is a God, everybody does. I'm sure he's disappointed.
Why
everybody.
Doesn't he intervene?
I don't know that he doesn't. If there's because a God, maybe he doesn't intervene.
No,
there are
things
in my head that I want to say that I don't say sometimes on the air. I know you don't believe that.
No, I do. We all have a governor. We all have that. So most of us.
Is that God stepping in occasionally and saying you can't say that?
Maybe, or maybe it's your good sense that you don't want to be suspended again.
But God, it's only been four times.
How many times have you been suspended?
Four times.
Okay.
Four times. How are you?
Yeah, you all the never.
Never.
I'm only on Saturday. What are
never
they going to do?
No.
What are they going to do? Sue me?
What's the dumbest thing you've ever said? What's the one thing you regret? I regret calling Aaron Andrews a bitch because it was stupid. Yeah. I shouldn't have said it was dumb.
I don't know because I really try and be in control because not just doing a radio show, but because you preach the word of God.
Well, I know, but
people listen. So you can't just say things without realizing that somebody out there was listening to you and they want to know who you really
but
are.
But you never say something you think, geez, that was stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, not just like a stupid sports
iPad.
But I mean, but you never insult somebody or say something.
Yeah, sometimes.
Said that one.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll say somebody's an idiot. See, I live in a very difficult time because I represent the gospel of Jesus Christ and the standards that you have for living and what you say you should be accountable to.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're on a radio show and you can't be on there preaching with people and you can't be boring and you have to scream at Danny and this one and that one. That's part of the job. If you're going to come in here and do these shows, you have to bring that to the table. You have to bring passion and you have to have opinion sometimes.
I mean, do you remove yourself as an agent of God when you're on the air?
No, I don't remove myself, but there's a governor there.
Do you swear ever? Off the air.
Very seldom.
Really?
Yeah, very, very. And then I try and clean it up.
Is that because of God or just because you just never
I think because of what he did for me and the standards that he has for me that I try and live that way.
You never
way.
Use his name in vain.
By the way, how come people curse God and Jesus, but they never curse any of the other religious leaders that people believe in? I never hear
like
people.
Muhammad?
I never hear them curse Muhammad.
Off,
I don't hear
why.
I don't hear them curse Buddha or any of those things.
When I get mad, I say Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm not saying Jesus Christ.
But you're using his name in vain.
I know, but I'm not using the religious.
But
figure.
Why would you use it? What has he got to do with your
because
anger?
Because you just heard it your whole life growing up.
Well, stop it.
Well, I can't. It's a great.
Oh, don't tell me you can't.
It's when the caller's lousy, you just say, "Oh, Jesus Christ! Can we just move on?"
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
what?
Saying,
what
thinking of the
I
man
understand
who,
that.
The
but what does Jesus
of?
Got to do with a lousy caller?
He really doesn't. I'm not talking to him.
Well, why don't you?
Well,
use
according to you, it's his fault.
No,
it's his fault. He's
no,
not
no,
in the way.
What do you mean?
If God would prevent these calls from being lousy,
if God would get in the way of your radio show, you probably wouldn't have one.
Do you like these preachers like these Joel Osteens on TV?
No.
You think these guys are in for the dough, right?
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, that I would find really offensive.
That would I find. But see, you get in heaven one at a time. So
is
I can't.
Is there a line?
Is there probably like a registry of motor?
Do you believe the pearly gates? Or no?
Like
there
be
an app now?
Like there be a registry of motor vehicles? You know, you sit there half the day. No, what I mean when I say that you get in heaven one at a time, I'm not accountable for what other people do. I'm accountable for me.
So you don't pass judgment.
We're not supposed to.
Why? I'm
a human being. I'm imperfect.
Judgment.
I'm a bigger sinner than you are.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yes. I agree with that.
I am.
Why?
What do you mean? Why? Because I'm not perfect.
Well, how do you
I just
know you're
make mistakes.
Than me?
Because I know that I've been in the room with you for a while. You're really a nice guy. You don't want anybody to know it.
Stop
holding my hand.
What was the last? Well, it feels nice. What's the last sin you committed?
Probably a lie.
Really?
Wives cause us to lie a lot.
That doesn't count, does it?
Well, I don't know. But probably a lie.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Have you committed all the...
I'm not that bad now. But there's still occasionally things pop up that I wish I didn't do.
What do you think of these people who like totally go by the Old Testament, like completely believe it?
Well, then they're wrong. Because
they're wrong.
It's the Old Testament and the New Testament. 37 in the Old, 26 in the New.
What do you think God would think of transgender bathrooms?
I think
gay marriage.
I think God, this is my answer for transgenders and for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
God died for you.
Okay.
He sent his son into the world to die for you.
But the people...
That's the most important thing.
Okay.
I don't get into arguments with people about homosexuality or transgenders or any of these other things.
Do you care about them, really?
Of course I do.
I don't mean...
I know what you mean. Personally, I prefer not to have all of that. I think it's confusing.
Do you think gay people should be allowed to be married?
If they choose to.
Does it affect your day-to-day life if
no,
two gay people get
married?
Well,
that's the thing. It doesn't affect my day-to-day life. But, of course, never know for 10 years from now what we're going to be looking at.
Well,
but
same
see,
with straight people, though.
But what I try to do is a gay person, if Alex was in there, whatever, I just say, listen, brother, I'm not here to argue with you about your life. I'm here to tell you Jesus Christ died for you. He died on the cross to pay for your sins.
But you believe that being gay is not a choice, right? You believe you're born with
that. I know in Romans chapter 1, it says God, when man left the natural feelings for a woman and chose to be with a man, that God gave him over to a reprobate mind. So what that means is God allows us to make the choices and do the things
do
that we want to do.
Some progress since that was written, though. We might know more things than we did then.
No.
You don't believe that?
No.
There's been no medical and scientific improvement since then?
No, I think the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. And the only thing that should matter is not what people are out there doing. What difference does it make whether somebody's sleeping with another man or whether somebody's out there stealing money from Congress? What difference does it make?
I agree.
The only thing that matters is what are you going to do as a sinner? Because we're all sinners.
Well, when they say a guy like Mike Pence is a good traditional Christian— Well, I'm not sure that's necessarily the case.
I've never heard him speak on the subject.
But when they say because he's, you know, doesn't want gay people to be married, that's a simple, solid Christian take. I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. Aren't Christians loving and inclusive?
I think it's the wrong take. I really do.
Wrong message.
Because I think when you do that, if I say to Alex, well, Alex, I'm sorry, I think you're living in sin and you're going to hell. Well, that might sound good, but I never have a chance of reaching him. I'd rather say to him, God loves you.
Right.
And Jesus Christ died on the cross for you.
But what does that mean? So
what is it means?
What does that mean for him, though?
It means
are you saying to him, then turn around and become straight?
No. It means to seek out your creator. It means to seek out the one who made you.
But in doing that, are you thinking he's suddenly going to be attracted to women?
I have no idea. That's the way he is now, and that's the way you know people choose to be. Of us need to change some things. It's not just two homosexual people. It's heterosexual. All of us need
to
change.
Don't the Christian people get too hung up on this homosexuality?
I do. I think it's a distraction.
I agree.
The only thing that I'm trying to do is get people on the boat. That's all I'm trying to do. Trying to get people to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is and that he died for them. And then if they give their life to him, let him straighten them out. Whatever that might be, whatever fault it might be, let him do it.
Yeah. Okay.
But you were created.
I suppose I know.
I don't know how you can sit here. You are a highly, at least you tell people, you're a highly intelligent person.
I think I can be.
You can be.
I have moments of intelligence.
So why does the ball drop when you think about that you were created?
Because when I ask you questions like the ones I ask,
you're asking me about. You're asking me about.
I get skeptical.
If I knew everything there was to know about God, I'd be sitting on the throne with him.
Right, great. And I'd say, okay, then there's God.
And I'd say, okay, it is correct. I know him.
I'm a proof guy. You're not.
No, I am. No, I didn't follow God blindly. I researched. I gave you names. We can stay here.
What's the problem with the argument? How many arguments have you had like this in your life?
Not many.
Really?
No.
You don't like talking to people who don't?
I used to. Right. I used to really get in arguments with people. And
well,
then
this
I realized.
Really an argument, but
no, it's not. But then I realized later on, you can't argue people into heaven.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't. Well, you can't save me. I can't. You're right. If you said to me, geez, I like that sweatshirt you have. Where did you get it? All I can do is tell you where I got it.
Well, you're not going to say God, right?
No, I'm going to tell you. I'll be like, what's his name? The baseball guy, Bradfro. He would tell you the clothing store he goes to. And if you liked it enough, you go there and get it.
Bradfro! Oh, God. He's going to be part of this conversation?
No, I'm just bringing his name up briefly.
Building 19 and a half, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they had sale. Ben and Jerry. Where'd you get your sweatshirt? Is Morgan Memorial still around?
I have no idea. He's going to show up.
But no, I can't save you.
Right.
But what I can do is at least appeal to you to think.
Yes, I have said
you are an intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
and to not think about where you came from.
Well, I do think about that.
Yeah, mothering your father, but it goes beyond
but
that.
But you're an intelligent person, too, I think.
I'd like to think.
And
what do you mean you think?
And for you not to have some doubt, I think, is a little cultish.
You know what? The reason I don't have any doubts is because I'm satisfied.
Well, that's great. I'm envious of that. But you it's know, also little...
Rolling Stone said they couldn't get any satisfaction. I got all the satisfaction I want.
All right.
Where, so what do you want me to do?
What is your – what's next? What's the next – few months of the Mustard and Johnson show look like? Are we sure we're on 9 to 11 or 9 to 12?
I have no idea.
Because how many times they got rid of you guys?
Once.
That was it.
Yeah, we're the only show they ever fired. And then they tried all these other combinations that were a disaster.
Well, Dale and Holly and then now.
Dale and Holly never work Saturdays.
No, I'm saying, but they were split up and then brought back together.
Yes.
With you guys.
Yeah, but Dale was. Yeah.
He was.
Dale
came back. Yeah. But a lot of letters were sent to the station when you guys were gone the first time. Yeah. Wasn't written by you. 100
well, <It's okay>. Actually, God sent in a few.
God wrote a couple of letters.
Are you going to read the Gospel of John? You going to try?
I got a lot of books right now on the shelf.
Okay. Are there any of those books? If you're sick in the hospital.
Right.
Tell me what Sporting News is going to do for you.
I'm going to read the sport. Is this 1973?
Well, I know. I just threw out something. Sports Illustrated. What do you want?
I'm a big reader. I read all kinds of things.
Why don't you read something that has something to do with you directly?
Well, how do I know that has something to do with me directly? Are we going
back to
this
again? Told you. Because okay. I said you have a creator. Whether you like it or not, you have a creator.
Okay.
Who created you.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a purpose for you.
Okay.
And he loves you.
And it's the same guy who loves me who's going to witness in the next couple of years some tsunami or something that's going to kill 10,000
people. But see, you
people.
Want him to stop that, but you don't want him to stop you.
When did I say I don't want him to stop me? If there was a God, I would like God to be
you want God to
life.
Edit everything you do?
No, but I have to believe that he must, if there is a God, he must be doing some of that.
No. But do you want him to edit everything, control your life?
No.
Okay, neither do I. I mean,
I
you
say,
don't.
Larry, again, me saying, you know, should I take line three here versus should I stop this child from having its head cut off?
But that's but to see, you don't know the whole picture. See, you don't know
well,
the
concept. Neither do you, though, right?
No, I don't, but right. I trust him. He is from the beginning to the ending. He will be there long after we're gone.
And he was there that day at Sandy Hook. When
he was there for everything.
Piece of shit went in and killed
and
all
by the
kids.
Way, a child, when they die, go directly to be with the Lord. There's no questions asked because they are under the age of understanding.
Well, what's the age?
Well, in Jewish religion, it's 13.
Well, who made that deal?
No, that's what the Jews believe. I don't know what age it is.
How about for Catholics?
God, it's not a question of denominations. I keep trying to tell you that.
Okay, but how old? So you said a child. Does a 14-year-old
I don't know how old.
12? Well, how do you know?
I'm just telling you,
so you're saying I don't
that
know
many
a lot
believe.
Here.
No, oh, no, no, no,
you
no,
just
no.
Said it. You
no.
Said you don't know.
No, you want me to be specific and dogmatic.
You say something
I said
like
a child. No, you keep mentioning children, and I keep telling you that with God. Anybody under the age of understanding or in control of their situations, God will take home.
Okay. All right. Fine.
And he'll take you home.
I don't think he will. I think I'm going to go downwards.
He will. No, you're going to repent. You're not stupid.
Repent? If I don't believe it, that's not fair. I swear to God, I would not do that because I don't think it's
you
fair
would not
to
do what?
I don't think to suddenly pretend.
What do you care at the last minute?
Pretend, well, what if it's
the
bullshit,
last
minute? No, that's not fair to God.
Because,
God can smell it out, right?
Because God knows.
He has a good BS detector.
Yes. And I believe in my heart, you're doing all this bravado now, but when the time comes, you're going to re-examine your life. And all that you have done, and all the money that you have, and all
that's
the success, and all the acclaim that you have, but you realize it doesn't mean a darn thing when you close your eyes for the last time.
Well, I know when you're at that last moment and the lights are coming down, you're going to think, I took all those stupid friggin' phone calls over the years on the show from
Danny.
All my time.
From Danny.
I could have been doing something else.
No, I love my life. I love what I'm doing.
You're going to live here forever? You're going to go somewhere warm full time? You're going to retire?
When I retire, I don't know. That's a great question. I have to ask John Dennis how that's working out for him.
I'm not the guy to ask. You'll have to ask him. I haven't talked to him in a while.
So how are we going to leave this then?
What do you mean?
Will you make an attempt to do anything different than before we met in here?
Well, will you make an attempt?
What do you want me to do?
Questioning things.
But what is it? I'm fulfilled, though.
Well, I'm not trying to convert you. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I asked you.
You're
I said,
to read John.
No, I said, John.
How long is it?
21 chapters.
How many pages?
About 25.
That's it? 25 pages?
Yeah.
Not a long writer.
Well, you just told the truth. It's rolled on papyrus.
Yes. Is that what, okay.
No, I'm serious.
I will read it. I will read it. Yes, I'm telling you as a friend.
You will read it.
Yes.
Will you get back to me?
Of course you know I will.
Will you email me?
Well, you never email me anymore.
Stop it.
I don't have your phone number.
Yeah, no, because you're big and important now. So you don't.
On a Saturday?
No, be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I would never drag anybody in here if they don't have to be in here.
I used to love it.
It's a pain in the neck coming in here. Saturdays are cool. Parking is brutal out there, by the way.
Not at 5:30.
Now, see, I believe in God, but he didn't give me a parking space.
Yeah,
it's up on the third floor.
Yeah, Saturdays is easy, right?
You just first floor, baby, right in the front.
All right, we'll be listening, and I appreciate you coming in and having this debate.
Like, you wish we'd argued more?
We certainly argued.
Yeah.
You didn't think we argued? We disagreed. We began to disagree.
Anything change?
I think on your end, you're starting to...
No.
I think you're going to convert to Judaism, I think.
No, I think. You can't answer that one question.
Well, neither can you.
I can't... You want me to give you an answer about what God was doing.
You want me to answer what I was designed.
No, but
they're
you...
They're not. They're both not answerable questions.
Yes, they are.
We just said yours is not.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm not God. I don't know what God was doing, but I know what you were doing.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I can see you're here. I can see you exist.
Okay.
I can look at you and tell that you were created.
Yes, I want you to believe that's true, but I
Well, where did you come from?
I don't have an answer.
Well, get one.
Where was God before he created the universe?
Anywhere he wanted to be.
Well, where?
Anywhere he wanted
what was
to
he
be.
Doing?
I have no playing golf.
You have no idea. Correct. You have
He's
no
playing.
Idea.
No, but,
idea.
But that, no,
that's
listen.
What I'm
saying.
This
no,
is
no,
a
no.
Argument.
No, if I could tell you what God was doing, I would be
and
God.
If I could tell you I was created, I would tell you that. I would know exactly
but,
how it was constructed.
But everything that you touch, every place that you go, everything that you do, somebody had to create
right.
it.
Do I think that a man and a woman were created and they each have body parts and there's a way that the human being is designed and the way the whole works, the birds and the bees. Do I think that's mysterious and strange and hard to explain? I absolutely do.
Why?
I absolutely do.
Well, how did we get here then?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I would like an answer
there
to
had,
that.
I gave you one.
Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Right. And you put no stock in the Stephen Hawking's of the world, the Big Bangs of the world.
No.
You totally
well, let me ask you this. If there's a Big Bang, who
created that?
Who created the
Great
first
question.
Bang?
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
That's
but see, I gave
say.
You a logical answer. I told you about the New Balance building and
that,
you
watched. Yeah,
No. You watched it being built. And I'm asking you, how did they do it?
They built it fast, too.
Okay, yeah. How did they build it? And pretty soon you'll see the new Celtics practice facility being built. Okay, but somebody, do you think somebody had to design that?
You mean like an architect?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, why?
Well, because somebody has to put it together.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Okay,
then.
Were you put together?
Yes. By,
okay.
Almost,
by who?
By machine. Look at me.
No, come on. Were you put together?
Yes.
By who?
By God, Larry.
Thank you.
By our Lord and Savior.
Thank you.
Hallelujah! Who I give myself over to and will now serve.
Yeah, is this torture happy? For you?
No. Jesus, I've interviewed Rob Ninkovich. You think this is torture?
You did?
Not.
You
wait, I'm on some Patriots Fridays ooh, before.
Gosh. Oh, by the way, can they drop these ex... I was watching last night. Like,
it's
can they?
It's
can they drop
you know
all of these ex-Patriots?
Like
they
who?
Don't... Any of them.
You don't like Teddy Bruschi?
Bruschi's about the
Wouldn't
most honest.
Like?
Bruschi's about the most honest one.
Honest? He's in the tank for the Patriots.
Yeah, I know, but they all are.
You like McGinnis?
I don't hear him. Where do
okay.
you hear
NFL
him?
NFL Network, he's okay.
Yeah. They all give you the same
you mean
answers.
The guys on Comcast, are
yes.
you saying?
Yeah, they all give you the same. Nobody's going to give it. You know what's amazing about the Belichick lure, though? Even when they're traded or retire or something, nobody breaks ranks.
Damian Woody has a little bit.
What does he say?
He's gone rogue. He was anti-Brady on the whole Deflategate thing.
Well, he made a fool out of himself.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
do Christmas Fenway again and sit there?
Probably not, because we're only doing... I don't know how many hours we'll be
the
doing.
The thing where you tell Larry how Brady is?
It's not the same. I love Larry.
I love Larry.
You do?
He's misunderstood.
I love Larry.
He's misunderstood. I agree.
But listen, you look good in your created body.
Thank you very much.
But God created.
Praise be.
It is my prayer.
So God created both these bodies.
Yes, he did. And
Jesus.
He spent a little more time on mine because it's bigger. I pray that you will, just when you're sitting around the house.
I'm promising you, as a friend, we are friends,
okay.
And a colleague.
Yes.
I'm promising you, I will read that.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I get this book? Is it available anywhere or no?
You want me to leave you one?
Is there an app? Is there a Bible app?
You can download it. Hey, Jude, you can download it on
the
your
Bible?
Computer. Yes.
The whole thing?
Yes.
I don't want the whole thing. I want the
no,
John
just
part.
Download John.
John.
Just say Gospel of John.
Gospel
and he'll
of John.
Download it right for you.
I am promising you, as a friend, I will read it.
Wow.
Okay.
And you were created.
Yes.
Whether
right.
you want to believe that or not. Your hairline, your eyebrows.
Unfortunately.
Your nose, everything about you was created. The fact that I can't tell you what God
ever did, I think.
But he really
did.
He spent extra. When were you born?
October 31st, 1974.
October. I was in October. Well, I understand God spent... why do you want to know how old I am?
I meant to say, which day, Larry? I don't know.
12. Columbus Day.
What are you, Goldie Hawn? You want
yes.
to tell me how old you are?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because they get rid of people when they get older.
No, they don't.
Oh, sure. Well, you're still here, so you're young, though.
Yeah, but believe me. Like Jerry said before the show, how long have you been doing radio for now?
23 years.
I promise you, I will not last 23 years in this business.
You don't think so? What will you do when you're not doing this?
When I'm gone, when they fire me? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question, but I'm going to get fired.
But you better think about it. Next week's coming quick.
I think there's certain... I see myself maybe serving God.
No, I wish you. I don't know. Do you want to be a priest?
Don't you think priests should be allowed to be married at this point?
That's not biblical, by the way.
Right. That seems silly.
You know, want to know why they weren't allowed to be married? Because back in the day in the Catholic Church, if a priest wasn't married, then when he died, he would leave all of his inheritance to the church.
Okay.
If he got married, then he would leave it to his wife.
I have people in my life.
That's not biblical.
I have people in my life, an uncle and aunt, who were very religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Who could not wrap their heads around the scandal from 15 years ago.
Well,
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. And part of the scandal is because they weren't allowed to get married and you're...
No. I know, but...
If you're a man...
Not a great defense, though.
No, I didn't say it was a defense.
I mean, where was God?
I'm just saying, okay, there you go. Again, God has...
Sat that one out. He always sits out the big ones.
No, he doesn't sit... You want him to sit out your life?
He's hands off.
It's not hands off. But he doesn't want robots. God gave us free will.
Right.
And we make and choose and do the things that we wish to do as human beings.
But, okay.
And a lot of them are ugly.
But it bothered me. And I'll go to church a couple of times a year.
Do you? Does the roof fall down?
Hmm?
Does the roof cave in?
People always in church are looking at me. It bothers me sometimes.
I got a great church for you.
To put a little money in there. You know, when they come out with the basket. And knowing the part of that is going to lawyers to defend from these creeps who raped kids. Fair?
Well, I think the whole institution is stinks. Bernie Law and that whole bit, that's ridiculous.
The Catholic Church is, to me, a fundraising scam.
Yeah, it is. And a lot, you ever go to the Vatican with all the gold fixtures and everything in there?
Oh, it is
disgusting. But God's got nothing to do with that. That's people making themselves God.
Well,
I have a great church for you, Grace Church in Avon. You can go just like you are. They have a refreshment stand when
Avon
you first
Mets?
Walk in. Yes. I know that's a haul for you.
Larry.
I know. Just once.
One of these Grace Chapels. There's a lot of these Grace
Chapels. No. I'm talking about Grace Church.
Church.
It's in Avon.
This is your church.
Yes.
How long is the service? Sit down
about an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
That's long.
Can we do like a half hour?
No. How long is this?
What
is it like sitting through your show for 4 hours?
It's rough. It's rough. We should hand out the basket in the middle of it.
No, a
lot of singing.
I heard they do. They hand out the basket for you twice a month.
They do. Yeah. Singing and dancing at this church?
A little bit of singing. A couple of hymns.
You drawing during the show or during the church?
No, I just sit and listen.
And
the guy comes out. He sits. Pastor Sean, he sits. And he's talking just like I'm talking to you. No yelling, no screaming, no none of that.
But it's all about God.
You know, it's
right?
The only church I've ever been to that at the end when they do the offering, he said, listen, if you're sitting out there and you're hurting this month and your lights are off or you don't have food or groceries for the holidays.
No money.
You come and see us after the service and we'll take care of you.
That's pretty good.
I'm serious.
No, I'm serious because, the Catholic Church, in my opinion.
Will you forget about the denominations?
I'm giving your church credit. Would you listen to me for a second?
No, it's not. I'm not in a denomination.
Jesus, Larry, I'm saying your
church.
You just used
the Lord's name. Hallelujah.
I'm giving them credit. Where the Catholic Church, that skews me on. You never hear that there.
Yeah.
It is handout, give me money.
Yeah, give me money. Give me more.
That's all. I'm giving you credit.
I can take criticism and credit. And there's a lot wrong with the church today.
Yeah.
A lot. But there's a lot of good churches.
Does God have
out
any
there.
Flaws?
No.
He's perfect.
Perfect.
No
in all
zits,
his,
nothing?
In all his ways.
Doesn't have bad gas?
He's perfect.
He doesn't talk too much?
He's a loving,
a
spiritual being. He's every place at the same
Democrat
time.
Republican.
He's immutable. He's above that. You kidding?
He doesn't care that Trump's president?
No.
Does it fascinate him at all?
No.
Is he attracted to women?
No, he's a beyond. He's a spiritual.
He has no sexual
desires. He's a spiritual being.
Sounds like a boring life.
No,
does he like sports?
Try it. How'd you like to be king?
These athletes. I feel like I am sometimes.
Yeah, I know you do. You walk around here like
yeah,
a king.
I mean, I'll be talking at the throne soon enough.
Yeah, who are you firing next week?
Oh, stop!
Oh, everybody's afraid of you around here. Everybody. Name them. Jerry's hanging on by his fingernails.
Gone next year. And when these people come in and dump on me on the weekends, when they walk in, and you're like, yeah, I
who
know.
Who walks on you?
And you're like,
who dumps on you?
You go in there and you're on my back. You're like, no, we don't.
No. I think a lot of you. No, I like you a lot. I really do. And so doesn't Craig.
I know. I love you guys.
We do. Right. The fact that you left us and you moved on to the big.
It's weird. Like,
you
just moved on. The job for more money and decide to work.
I don't resent that. I think if you can get it, get it.
What do you think?
You've done a great job.
Well, you've seen a lot of people on the weekends.
Come and go.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people.
They use this as a trial, and once they hone their skills, they move on and leave.
That's
us.
What it should be, though. To some extent,
it should
you
be.
Think?
It should be. I don't mind it.
Yeah,
I understand.
All right.
Particularly at my age and my life, I understand it.
All right, go enjoy Thanksgiving, and
hey,
I will
listen,
read that. I promise.
I enjoy doing this with you. I'm sorry I couldn't answer the question you had, but I'm not God.
I am. I feel like I am God.
I know
you're sorry
do.
I couldn't
you ever see that movie with what's his name?
With George Burns?
No, the brothers, and he was a doctor, and he says, "I am God." He pretended he was. He thought he was God. He was a surgeon, and he thought he was God. The Baldwin brothers.
Oh no, Malice.
Yeah,
Alec Baldwin.
Malice, yes,
that was a great speech.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
That was a good scene.
George C. Scott. He says, "I am."
That's right,
God.
George C. Scott.
Yeah, he says, "I am God."
Do you have problems when you go see movies and there's sex and swearing and
no? Well, what
God
happens? Over,
and,
be honest with you, that's a great question. And over the years, I've had to edit. Now I pick
really?
And choose. I'm not saying it's got to be Bambi,
right?
But I'll edit if I know it's a blatantly sexual
like
movie.
Wolf of Wall Street. Can you see
just,
that?
I could.
Yeah.
I haven't.
No.
Godfather?
Or
Godfather's great.
Yeah.
Now, see, I happen to like people get after me. How can you be a Christian and like Goodfellas? I can't
it's
help it.
It's a great movie,
it's
though,
just
right?
a funny Joe Pesci. It's a great movie.
It's
I can't
movie.
Help it. I still have taste.
Yes.
But I'm a sinner.
Yes, you told me that.
But
right?
I was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for me.
All right. Woo-woo.
And he died. And he died for you, too.
Okay. Fine.
I know that doesn't mean anything to you.
No, don't be like that.
A human being actually dying on the cross.
But he's not a human being, you said.
No, he was a human being and fully God. Fully God and fully man. The human being part died on the cross.
All right. Well, we'll be listening every Saturday
Dude,
when
does
Joey
that excite you?
And Mike and all these guys call in. You tell them to make
listen,
sure their mother's
I'll tell
all
Danny
right.
you send your regards.
Oh, screw Danny. Once can you
why don't you like
him?
I'm going to tell him to call you.
I hate those 6-minute calls.
If I have him call, why? They call a talk show.
Because you sit back and you're like, okay, this is Danny's turn.
No.
I hear it every week.
And how dare you say he's not challenged? I challenge him all the time. I challenge him all the time.
Every week, the same song.
What you guys do is you got a guy come. A guy's been holding on the line since yesterday. You get him on the air. He makes one comment, and then you hang up on him.
That is true.
How's that talk show radio?
Absolutely accurate.
It is. Well, how's that talk show?
Well, it's a different kind of talk show.
Well, why don't you let people talk?
Well, that's not up for me. That's up for God to
oh,
decide.
Oh, what do you mean? It's up to you? Oh, no. What do you mean it's not up to you? You are God on your show.
Correct. Don't forget that.
I don't forget it.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, God bless you.
You too, LJ.
Have a great holiday.
You too, buddy.
Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
All right, thanks as always for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. If you want more podcasts like this with guests like Artie Lang, who else is going to have Artie Lang and fucking Bob Ryan on the same podcast, or David Portnoy and John Tomasi? If you want to listen to podcasts like this, you go to iTunes, Stitcher, you go to WEI.com, you go to the mobile app. When you go to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. That's going to help us out a lot. If you want more of these, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. Make sure you do that for me. That is a command. Now do it.